Welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show with myself, James, and Ellie's here with us as well. Ellie, we're looking at wealth protection on the show today. So I just wanted to start with the first question. How are inheritances treated on divorce?
Well, inheritances in particular can cause problems on divorce because very often they carry an understandably sentimental value for one party. And the law can approach the issue in different ways, leaving it very much as a grey area to look at. So breaking it down really into two areas, there's money that perhaps you inherited before or during the marriage, which can be treated in a different way to future inheritance prospects. So if you inherited money or assets in your own name, either before or during the marriage, you have to provide details to your spouse's solicitor about what you received and how much you received. And it can still be possible to try and ring fence this inheritance during divorce negotiations. Now, the general principle is that inherited assets shouldn't be shared with your spouse, but there are situations where some or all of it actually needs to be invaded and needs to be shared, particularly if the other person actually needs a part of it so they can meet their needs perhaps for housing or income. So to maximise the chances of claiming that the inheritance shouldn't be touched, you need to ideally keep the money or assets in your sole name, retain them in their entirety in a separate account in the case of money, because if the money's been held in an account maybe in joint names or it's been used for family expenses, then it's going to be much more difficult to try and argue that the whole amount should be ring-fenced and left untouched within the overall division of the assets.
Future inheritance prospects, are they a little bit more tricky?
They are. It's more of a tricky area, and it can be difficult to work out the relevance of future inheritances. Generally speaking, under English law, a person can leave their estate and their money to whoever they want, theoretically the cat's home if you want to. So courts aren't willing to crystal ball gaze and assume that one person is automatically going to have a large inheritance. But if an inheritance is in fact imminent, then that may be more relevant to take into account. So I think if you believe that your spouse is going to inherit a considerable sum, whether that is imminently or at some point in the future, and the divorce is going to prevent you from having a share of that, then you really need to be taking specialist legal advice and looking very carefully at how that inheritance is going to be handled.
And Corinna, we're going to ask the question, how can I protect my inheritance? It's on the way next.